And then there's the fourth and last one, and this may surprise you, might even shock you. The fourth one is institutions. Oh, groans all round. Huh? The word institution has rather a bad press, hasn't it? Huh? It has rather a bad press, even within the FWO, in some areas at least. Huh? But really, we shouldn't be misled by that. Institutions are very important. Without institutions, there's no civilization, there's no culture. Everything that is alive is organized. Disorganization means death. If you look at a plant, it's organized. It has a structure. And when the plant dies, when it's deprived of water, when it withers, what happens? It disintegrates. So long as it has life, it has structure, it has organization. It's the same, obviously, with the human being. So long as we are alive, well, we are a structure. We are a structure of bones and blood and flesh and phlegm and bile and all the other things, you know, mentioned in the contemplation of the, you know, 10 stages of the decomposition of a corpse. Yeah. But when we die, what happens? The body becomes disorganized. Huh? It reverts to the elements of which it consists and from which it was originally drawn. So that which is alive is organized. If you're not organized, you're not alive. So the organization within the context of civilization and culture is a very important development, a very important manifestation of creativity. And it takes usually a lot of people to bring an institution into existence, and it takes a long time for them to do it, a long time for the institution to develop within itself sufficient life, sufficient energy, sufficient vitality for it to be able to endure and survive under changing circumstances. So we do see in the world all sorts of organizations, all sorts of institutions, and among them, of course, there is the FWBO. I think we need not hesitate to refer to the FWBO as an institution, despite the fact that the word has unpleasant connotation for some people. I can't think of any other word. If someone could think of a better word, I'd be very glad to hear it. Huh? But the FWBO is something, as you know, that has been built up, created over the years. So many people have put their creativity into it. Well, you could say the LBC, the London Buddhist Centre, which we originally used to refer to as Sukhavati, is an institution. So much energy went into its creation. So many people committed themselves to the creation of our London Buddhist Centre, from which so many people over the years have benefited. I can remember, when was it? 30 years ago, roughly, or maybe, no, it was less than that. 20-odd years ago, there were some 30-odd men working on this semi-derelict old fire station and transforming it over a period of some two and a half years into our present London Buddhist Centre. And this was a great creative achievement. We mustn't think of it just as bringing into existence an institution in the ordinary, rather negative sense of the term, but the creation of something valuable, something important, something beautiful, something which would be of great benefit, you know, to numbers of people. So we have the FWPO also as an institution. We have the LBC as an institution. We have many other FWPOs, all of them in their own way institutions. Team-based right livelihood, businesses, chapters, communities. I mean, these are all our institutions and we put our creative energy into them. So these are these four areas, I would say, within which creativity manifests. Obviously there's the arts, then there's meditation, then there's friendship, especially spiritual friendship, and finally there are institutions, especially those which we ourselves are in process of building up.